Recipes. This month's recipes have been collected by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska. Crunchy Salad Delight by Robert Deaton. Robert Deaton is Deputy Director of Independent Living Services at the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Dressing ingredients. 2 packages Hidden Valley Ranch Style Dressing Mix, Buttermilk Recipe. 1 pint mayonnaise, 1 pint buttermilk. Salad ingredients. 1 head cauliflower, 1 head broccoli, 3 tomatoes, seeded and skinned. 2 white onions, 1 bell pepper, 1 cucumber, 1 bunch celery, 1 carton mushrooms, 1 can sliced water chestnuts, 1 can black olives. Method. Mix salad dressing mix, mayonnaise, and buttermilk well and chill. Finely chop and mix the vegetables. Add salad dressing and mix well. Serves 12 to 16. Taco Soup by Amy Burrish. Amy Burrish is president of the NFB of Nebraska and a member of the NFB Board of Directors. Ingredients: 1 pound lean ground beef, 3 to 5 15-ounce cans chili beans, 1 15-ounce can tomato soup, 2 cups water, 1 envelope taco seasoning, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 16-ounce can of corn, 1 jar paste picante sauce, 1 envelope ranch dressing mix, 1 8-ounce box mild Mexican Velveeta cheese, sour cream, tortilla chips. Method: Sauté ground meat and drain any fat. Add other ingredients. Cook slowly until heated through. Serve and top with sour cream and tortilla chips. Beer Cheese Soup by Shane Burrish. Shane is the husband of Amy Burrish and father of Noah. Ingredients: 8 cups milk, 2 teaspoons Tabasco sauce, 4 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce, 4 tablespoons chicken base, 1 16-ounce jar Cheese Whiz, 6 tablespoons cornstarch, 1 cup water, 1 can beer, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Method: Combine milk, Tabasco sauce, Worcestershire sauce, and chicken base. Bring to a boil, stirring often. Add Cheese Whiz after warming in hot water or in microwave. Mix in well. Stir cornstarch completely into water and stir into soup, which should thicken immediately. Stir constantly while cornstarch is cooking. Reduce heat a bit and stir in beer. To serve, ladle into bowls and dust with cayenne pepper or top with croutons. Smooth and Creamy Homemade Ice Cream by Amy and Shane Burrish. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Amy and Shane Burrish. This is a homemade version of Dairy Queen's Soft Serve Ice Cream. Ingredients: 2 envelopes Knox unflavored gelatin, 1/2 cup cold water, 4 cups whole milk, 2 cups sugar, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 3 cups cream. Method: Soften Knox gelatin in cold water. Heat milk, but do not let it come to a boil. Remove from heat and add gelatin, sugar, vanilla extract, and salt. Cool and add cream. Chill 5 to 6 hours. Pour into a 4 to 6 quart ice cream freezer can. Process following manufacturer's instructions. Oreo Cookie Balls by Barbara Loess and Hannah Lindner. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Barbara Loess standing and Hannah Lindner sitting. Barbara Loess is a longtime Federation leader and president of the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. She has been serving as a mentor for Hannah Lindner in Nebraska's mentoring program. Here is the note that Barbara sent along with this recipe. Hannah and I would like to submit this recipe as a mentor-mentee partnership. We made them last year, but left out one key step. Instead of using toothpicks for dipping, we rolled the balls in the almond bark with our fingers. It was very messy, and one outspoken teenage member of my family referred to them as bird bombs, based on how they allegedly looked. No one else accepted that description of their appearance, and some suggested it may have been an attempt to scare off other would-be consumers. Whatever be the case, while Oreo cookie balls might work for everyone else, to us they will most likely forever remain bird bombs. Ingredients: 1 pound Oreo cookies, 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 1 pound white almond bark. Method: Using a food processor or blender, grind cookies, filling and all, to a ground coffee texture. Knead cream cheese and crumbs together until thoroughly mixed. Shape into a large ball and refrigerate for 45 minutes. Roll into walnut-sized balls and place on wax paper. Place in freezer for 45 minutes. In double boiler or microwave, melt white almond bark. Using a toothpick to skewer each ball, dip them in white almond bark and coat thoroughly. Place on wax paper and allow to cool. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. This recipe makes approximately 25 walnut-sized candies. Tuna Salad by Jeff Altman. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jeff Altman. Jeff Altman is first vice president of the NFB of Nebraska. He says that you should use a teaspoon from your tableware rather than a measuring spoon for this recipe. Ingredients: 1 teaspoon white sugar, 3 heaping teaspoons sweet relish, 1 teaspoon prepared yellow mustard, 7 spritzes of soy sauce, 7 heaping teaspoons of mayonnaise, 1 can of tuna, packed in water, having drained all but a small amount of water. 10 soda or Ritz crackers finely crushed into crumbs. Small amount of milk, just enough to help moisten the mixture. Method: mix first 4 ingredients well, then add remaining ingredients. Mix thoroughly and serve over lettuce and tomato salad, on crackers or in sandwiches. Serves 2 to 3 people. Spaghetti Lasagna by Jeff Altman. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, 1 16-ounce container sour cream, 1 pound spaghetti cooked, 1 1/2 pounds ground meat, 1 1/2 28-ounce jars spaghetti sauce, 1 can mushrooms optional, freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Method: when spaghetti is cooked and drained, add cream cheese and sour cream. Place mixture on a greased 9x13-inch baking dish. Brown ground meat and drain. Add sauce and mushrooms. Allow to cool. Spread meat mixture across spaghetti and either chill overnight or finish cooking it on the same day. Sprinkle with Parmesan cheese. Bake at 350 degrees for 1 hour. Chicken Enchiladas by Jeff Altman. Ingredients: 1 3-ounce package cream cheese, 1 half cup chopped green onion or regular onion, 1 quarter cup mild or medium paste picante sauce, 3 quarter teaspoon cumin, 1 quarter teaspoon oregano leaves or 1 eighth teaspoon ground oregano, 2 cups Monterey Jack and Colby cheese blend, 2 whole chicken breasts, cooked and diced, 6 or so flour tortillas, additional cheese and paste picante sauce, sour cream. Method: in a large frying pan over low heat, combine all enchilada ingredients except chicken and cook until cheeses melt, then add diced chicken breast and continue cooking until heated through. Fill flour tortillas with the chicken mixture and top with more paste picante and cheese as desired. Bake 15 minutes at 375 or microwave for 1 to 2 minutes to heat through. Serve with sour cream. To double the recipe, use 5 large chicken breast halves and double other ingredients, except that you should use 8 ounces cream cheese. Doubled, this recipe makes about 13 enchiladas. Spaghetti Sauce by Jeff Altman. Ingredients: 1 can diced or crushed tomatoes, 1 can crushed tomatoes or 1 can tomato puree, 1 pint ketchup, 2 and 1/2 cups water, 3 quarter cup brown sugar, 2 and 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder. You may want to reduce that amount a little. 1 envelope spaghetti sauce mix, 1/2 teaspoon oregano, 2 and 1/4 teaspoons Lawry's seasoned salt, 1 quarter cup oil, 1 cup chopped onion. Method: saute onion in oil under tender. Add all other ingredients. Bring to a boil, then simmer covered over medium-low heat for approximately 1 hour. Stir occasionally to keep sauce from sticking. The length of time you simmer the sauce and the amount of liquid you add from the tomatoes will determine the consistency of the finished product. Honey Orange Oatmeal Bread by Nancy Altman. Nancy Altman is NFB of Nebraska's second vice president. She is a very experienced cook. She reports that this recipe was one of her most popular products at the farmers market this summer. Ingredients: 3 and 1/2 to 4 cups all-purpose flour, 3 quarter cup rolled oats, quick cook variety, 1 envelope Fleshman's Rapid Rise yeast, I have also used regular yeast, 1 tablespoon grated orange peel, 2 and 1/2 teaspoons salt, 2 cups water, 1/2 cup honey, 1 tablespoon butter, 3 quarter cup chopped dates or pitted dates, snipped, I prefer golden raisins, 1 egg, lightly beaten. Method: in large bowl, combine 1 cup flour, oats, undissolved yeast, and orange peel. Heat water and butter until very warm, 120 degrees to 130 degrees Fahrenheit. Add to dry ingredients. Mix 2 minutes at medium speed in an electric mixer, scraping bowl occasionally. Add salt. Mix 2 minutes at high speed. Using a spoon, stir in dates or raisins and enough of the remaining flour to make a soft dough. Knead on lightly floured surface until smooth and elastic about 4 minutes. Cover and let rest for 10 minutes. Roll dough into a 13x9-inch rectangle. Roll up from short end as for jelly roll. Pinch ends and seam to seal. Place loaf, seam side down, on greased baking sheet. Flatten slightly to form oval. Cover. Let rise in warm, draft-free place until doubled in size, about 30 to 40 minutes. Brush with beaten egg. With a sharp knife, make 3 diagonal slashes on top of loaf. Bake in a preheated 375-degree oven for 30 minutes or until done. Remove from baking sheet and cool on a wire rack. Mix 1 loaf. Note: I usually make the slashes before allowing bread to rise. I also have made this bread in a 9x5-inch bread pan or 2 smaller pans. When baking in pans, I do not roll out dough but shape loaves and put them in the well-greased pan. I much prefer the smaller pans. I would bake it just as long in the smaller pans and probably a little longer in the 9x5-inch pan. This bread is great toasted. Pecan Praline Cheesecake by Nancy Altman. Ingredients: 3 quarter cups graham cracker crumbs, 1 half cup pecans toasted and finely chopped, 1 third cup brown sugar firmly packed, 1 quarter cup butter melted, 1 half cup Heath bar chips divided, 3 8-ounce packages cream cheese, softened, 1 14-ounce can Eagle Brand sweetened condensed milk, not evaporated milk, 3 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract. Ingredients for pecan praline topping: 1/3 cup brown sugar, 1/3 cup whipping cream, 1/2 cup pecans, toasted and finely chopped. Method: preheat oven to 300 degrees. In bowl, combine cracker crumbs, pecans, brown sugar, and butter. Mix well. Press mixture firmly on bottom of 9-inch springform pan. I prefer to use a 10-inch springform pan instead. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes. Sprinkle with 1/4 cup of Heath bar chips. In large mixer bowl, beat cream cheese until fluffy. Gradually add sweetened condensed milk. Mix until smooth. Add eggs and vanilla and mix well. Note: beat lots of air into cream cheese, but after adding the eggs, limit beating to just enough to combine. Pour mixture into prepared pan. Bake 55 to 60 minutes or until center is set. If using a 10-inch springform pan, check toward the 55-minute time. Cool 10 minutes. Carefully loosen cheesecake from side of pan with a thin knife. Sprinkle top of cake with 1/4 cup of Heath bar chips. Cool completely. Top with praline topping and chill. Refrigerate leftovers. Method for pecan praline topping. In heavy saucepan over medium-high heat, combine 1/3 cup firmly packed brown sugar and 1/3 cup whipping cream, unwhipped. Cook stirring constantly until sugar dissolves. Simmer 5 minutes or until mixture is thickened. Remove from heat. Stir in 1/2 cup chopped toasted pecans. Spoon evenly over cheesecake. Note: I use this basic recipe for all cheesecakes, topping with fruit, fudge topping, etc. It is the best I have ever made. Breaded Ranch Chicken by Audra Kramer. Audra Kramer is one of the most successful fundraisers in the NFB of Nebraska. She was active in the affiliate's student division. Ingredients: 3/4 cup crushed cornflakes, 3/4 cup Parmesan cheese, 1 envelope ranch salad dressing mix, 8 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, nonstick cooking spray. Method: in shallow bowl, thoroughly combine flakes, cheese, and dressing mix. Spray chicken breast with oil, then roll in cornflakes mixture to coat. Place in a single layer in a greased 13 by 9 inch baking dish and bake uncovered for 45 minutes at 350 degrees.